Chapter 1. Joe who? My name is Joe Sherlock, but almost everybody just calls me Sherlock, never Joe. In fact, most people around here think I squirted into this world without a proper first name attached. But for me, Sherlock is the perfect fit, like a worn-out pair of sneakers that you just love, but your mom throws out anyway because she's simply horrified that one of her friends might actually see you wearing them. So what's so great about having a name like a smelly old pair of sneakers? Well, Sherlock also happens to be the name of the greatest detective who ever looked through a magnifying glass, Mr. Sherlock Holmes. And just like the great Mr. Holmes, I was born with a natural gift for solving mysteries. It may sound weird, but while most kids my age are busy doing homework, playing soccer, or scooping out their earwax with paper clips, I stay busy preparing myself for a life of mystery solving. I've seen just about every detective movie ever made. I've seen the really good ones that keep you on the edge of your seat so much that you end up chewing off half your toenails without even realizing it. And I've also seen all the old black and white ones, where everybody stands around talking so much that you wake up on the floor 2 hours later in a pool of your own drool. But no amount of movie watching could have prepared me for the case of the haunted tool shed. Just hearing that name makes me feel like I have a pair of live squirrels in my stomach and two corks shoved up my nostrils, if you know what I mean. So bolt the doors, lock the windows, and remember to keep breathing as I tell you about my first official case as a private detective. Case number 000001. Chapter 2. The evening caller? I don't hear the doorbell at first. It's Friday night, and I'm in the bathroom trying to figure out why I can't get my Inspector Wink Wink electric toothbrush to turn on. I can't hear much of anything because I'm too busy smacking my toothbrush against the side of the sink, which is basically how I try to fix most things. My stubborn toothbrush does not respond. So, I bang it harder. Inspector Wink Wink is a cartoon show character that I like a lot. He's a detective, like me. But to be totally honest, it's really a show for younger kids. I'm probably one of the biggest Inspector Wink Wink fans on the planet. But I try not to let anyone know, because it's a little weird that I still like a little kid show. Before I realize what's happening, the top section with the brushing bristles pops off the base, bounces off the mirror, and falls into the toilet with a sickening little ploop sound. I watch in silent horror as it sinks into that nasty, dark cave at the bottom of the toilet bowl. I freeze, clutching my forehead, and make a weird squeaking noise that sounds like someone just stepped on a hamster. In the terrible silence that follows, just as I hear the doorbell ring on its desperate third try, I notice that I've chipped the rim of the sink. This makes me think of two important facts. Fact one, it's Friday night and my mom is out of town at my Aunt Peachy's house in Phoenix, which is somewhere in Florida, I think. My Aunt Peachy broke her clavicle, and my mom is staying with her for a few days to help take care of my creepy twin cousins. Fact two, my dad is sick in bed. So I do what any kid would do in this situation when both his parents are unavailable. I quickly cover up the sink's missing chunk with a gigantic blob of sparkly toothpaste.
Mr. Asher is here, and he wants to hire you, my little sister Haley exclaims,
throwing open the bathroom door and nearly crushing all the delicate little bones in my right elbow with the doorknob. I groan like Frankenstein's monster as I roll around on the bathroom mat. I'm almost certain that my elbow bones have been crushed into a fine powder. For some unexplained reason, I can smell boiled cabbage, which can't be a good sign.
Why do they call it a funny bone again? I wheeze. Quit goofing around, Sherlock, she whispers. Poor Mr. Asher looks like he's seen a ghost.
Finally, my first official case as a private detective has arrived.